Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
A couple of dominoes have dropped, or if you prefer the puzzle analogy, a few pieces, mostly end pieces, outside pieces, have been put into place. But there's a lot more that will happen in NBA free agency before it's all said and done. Remember, the Kyrie Irving trade to Boston didn't even take place until August of last year. So expect more movement. Endless possibilities, but we now know that Paul George will remain in OKC and that LeBron James will be changing teams again, this time going to Los Angeles. Wowzers. One of the storied franchises in all of sports with its 16 NBA titles. Oh, and of course, the logo that was designed after Jerry West, who is, you know, one of the Lakers who is in the Hall of Fame. There are so many. Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's also one of those Hall of Famers. He's the guy who closed the deal with LeBron on Saturday night at his home in L.A., one of his homes in L.A. I do now. Yes, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We do have other stories and headlines to get to, like a major NHL free agent changing teams, but it's a dream come true for him. Also, a surprise potential retirement in the NFL, if we read between the lines. So there's a lot that we want to talk about still, but while we have the opportunity, we're pleased to welcome Sam Smith of NBA.com and Bulls.com to join us here on After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. And Sam, let's start with the obvious question. Thanks so much for joining us. How do you feel? How do you react to LeBron James in a Lakers uniform?
It's going to make the Lakers, and especially with everything else they've been doing, they're probably going to be signing Dennis Rodman before this next couple of days is over. You know, between Lance Stephenson, the Ball family, JaVale McGee. I mean, I don't even know if we'll remember that the Warriors are in the league. But, you know, everyone saw this comment, and probably Dwayne Wade tipped it off as much as anybody when he talked about LeBron's legacy being set and the family mattering, and he's accomplished, and he's probably as close with Wade than anybody in the NBA, and so it's the right time for him. I don't think anybody really. I mean, I think actually Dan Gilbert's probably throwing a party. That was pretty clear. You know, Gilbert had said something to the effect that it'd be nice to get his team back at some point. And that's the way it is. You know, Magic's going to find that out. It's LeBron's team now, you know, but that's fine. You know, when you get a guy of that talent, generational player who makes that difference. I mean, they're a 50-win team. They're the biggest story in the league all of a sudden, and they don't even have the next guy. You know, whether it's Kawhi or, you know, whoever. I think Carmelo Anthony is going to be, stretch provision in Oklahoma City. I expect him to be out of there shortly. So maybe Carmelo will be there. DeMarcus Cousins, who the heck knows? But, you know, Kawhi Leonard next year. I don't think they'll trade him there. But you know, we're going to be talking. I mean, we talked LeBron enough already. And now with the Lakers and the history and that cast of characters, it's going to be incredible.
You mentioned potential pieces that could follow LeBron to Los Angeles. When you look at the team as it is right now with JaVale McGee and Lance Stephenson and some of the young guys they've got, that young core, how close do you think they are to being a contender?
Well, I don't think they're a title contender, but there's not that many. There's not that many alternatives. I think Houston takes a bit of a step back. You know, not major. I think they'll sign Capella. Probably bring him back. You know, they lost Ariza, but he was, you know, getting old. Like I said, maybe they end up with Carmelo. You know, what was going on down there seemed pretty clear from what I'd always heard recently that Harden did not want LeBron there. And that's why I think Houston was so quiet. You know, they obviously made that deal with Chris Paul last year. And, you know, you could see Paul really wasn't lobbying very hard for LeBron, who, you know, he's friends with. So you figured something like that was up. And, you know, Harden would have had to take a back seat. But they always they do something. I think Minnesota, you know, they got some dysfunction there, but they got a lot of good players. So I think it's going to be really, you know, competitive. I don't see them better than Golden State, but like I said, I think Kawhi ends up, you know, somewhere in Eastern Conference for a year, and then, you know, like Paul George, maybe if he falls in love with it, signs a deal, you know, maybe he goes to Boston or Philly to get to the finals. Who knows? But if he's really committed to L.A., I could see him waiting a year and jumping there next summer. And, you know, and then you got something. I mean, LeBron's 16, 17 years in. Who knows how long he can go. But anytime you got LeBron on the team, you got a chance to win a title.
As a guy who's covered the NBA for a long time, who's written books about different parts, different eras of the NBA, what do you think the show will be like? I mean, we've had Showtime in the past, but the show with LeBron at Staples Center in a Lakers uniform.
Yeah, it's got to be the must-watch of the season. I mean, not just LeBron. And you can see he's committed. He signed, you know, 4 years. I think that has a lot to do with the family and his kids playing ball, and I think he wants to get some stability for that. And, you know, really, he really has always been great with that kind of stuff. You know, but going to the Lakers with their history and the tradition and all, he's not going to want to sort of be upstaged by, you know, all the banners. So I see him really committing himself, especially at the beginning, you know, kind of like he did in Miami, but in sort of a different way. You know, he was disliked then, with the decision show and everything. I think he's really going to be embraced now. I think even people in Cleveland, I think, are happy for him, you know, because they got winter coming and he doesn't. So I think it's really going to be a different attitude for him. Yeah, you know, he's got a really disparate, maybe dysfunctional group of players. I mean, you know, you put Lance in there, who's talented, but it's a little wacky, and JaVale, who's really nice guy, but a little scattered himself. And, you know, they got a couple of one-year deals. You know, poor Luke Walton, I mean, you know, he might as well check out. He's got nothing to do with coaching the team now. You got the ball, you know, I don't know if they'll try to, you know, trade ball and get him out of there because, you know, he doesn't fit with LeBron because he's a passer ball control guy, and LeBron's got the ball now. You know, everybody else, you know, set up to get ready for threes, and they've got some, you know, good players. It'd be great for Kuzma. I think Ingram, you know, Ingram's a key unless they try to make a deal with San Antonio. He's probably the best talent. So they've got some good players. I mean, they were making a run, and I know the community was really embracing them. But, you know, I think it's going to be really a tremendously compelling story for the whole season, and going to headline your show almost every day that you're interested in the NBA.
That's for sure. Sam Smith from NBA.com, writer at Bulls.com as well, and author with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. What's the purpose of the 1+1 deal? So we heard that Kevin Durant is going to sign a, you know, 1 year deal with an option for another plus one. This was after, by the way, he got a text from LeBron asking him to come to Los Angeles and join him on the Lakers. But why do players do the 1+1 instead of the long term deal?
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron did that, but who knows what goes on? The way the salary cap and the works is levels of where you can get a certain amount of the cap. And, you know, once you hit 10 years, you can get 35%. You know, so it's a way of redoing your deal and making more money. Obviously, it gives you a lot of these flexibilities. A lot of these guys, LeBron, too, for several years now, has been – you got the minimum deal you could sign in that sense is a 2-year deal, so you could have a 1 year out, which is what a lot of these guys have been doing to give themselves the flexibility. I thought that was really significant with LeBron, that he signed, apparently, you know, unofficially, but seems like 4 years with the out after 3 years. So he really committed himself, which to me, that's more of a surprise than him going to L.A. I think a lot of people expect him to go to L.A., but with the opt-out, depending on how it went, whether they were able to get somebody else significant. But he, you know, he's basically saying, I'm putting down roots. You know, I'm going to live here, you know, maybe for the rest of my life. I've always thought he would finish up his career with a season in Cleveland, but, you know, maybe not. And so, but, you know, guys have been doing it, and that's why free agency is so tremendous in the NBA because virtually everybody's like a free agent every year because they sign these deals with the 1 year out. So it's, you know, it's an incredible system. I mean, a couple of guys, you know, Paul George is now signed up and LeBron. So it'll be a little fewer in 2019, which a lot of teams were looking at for free agency and holding back money. And you see a lot of those 1 year contracts now. And what that's about is a 2019 free agency. And that's what you're going to have, this continuing rolling over in the NBA of great free agent years. Every single year, there's going to be major guys potentially changing teams.
Are you surprised that Paul George chose to stay with Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City?
Yes, I was. You know, Magic made it's a good day for him, obviously. Getting LeBron, anybody's a good day. It's an executive of the year kind of day to get LeBron. But he made a big mistake last year. He could have had Paul George. Paul George said he wanted to go to L.A. Pacers were fine with sending him there. He thought he could get him just as a free agent this summer by clearing room. You know, but it's sort of like, you know, with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you go away and you say, well, you know, why don't you hang around with my best friend for a couple of weeks? All of a sudden, they, you know, they're going together. And, you know, it's kind of what happened. It's a combination of that, you know, that Magic, you know, and the Lakers lost that opportunity. Because once you let somebody spend time with somebody else, they, you know, they can make themselves appealing. And I think the other thing was he had this serious broken leg a few years back. I think he's got a rod in his leg. And they were off, you know, giving him 4 years, maximum sort of deal, $35 million a year. I think he said, you know what? And I think part of that deal is, okay, get Carmelo out of here, you know, because he's hogging up things. And I think they'll do that. I think that was part of the deal. They probably told him, you know what, we'll fix the roster. We'll get Robeson's going to come back.
Right.
We brought Jeremy Grant back, you know, we don't need Carmelo around. And they didn't really need him out of there for a luxury tax. They've got this incredible luxury tax bill, like the biggest in the league history in Oklahoma City. And they could stretch out Carmelo's deal and save tens of millions of that way. So it makes sense for them. In a lot of respects. But it was a little bit of a surprise because obviously the guy declared himself, he said, I'm going to L.A. But like I said, you know, if somebody offers you this incredible amount of money and you've had a serious, serious injury that could have been career-threatening, you know what? Take the money. Not a bad idea. I certainly wouldn't blame him. Mm.
Sam Smith of NBA.com with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. We mentioned Kawhi a little bit, and it seems like the Spurs are drawing a pretty hard line in the sand in terms of what they want for him. But how long can they continue to take that hard line approach when he becomes a free agent in a year and he's made it pretty clear what his wishes are?
Well, they don't have. He's got another year on his contract, so they don't have to do anything right now. Yeah, he's probably not going to play with the Spurs this year. He made it pretty clear what he did. You know, he basically stayed out all year, and I think he was hurt. You know, but he should have come and joined the team in the playoffs. That was a big mistake. That was a signal from both sides that, you know, this is kind of done. Popovich is in an unusual situation. He's got to do what's best for the franchise for the long term, obviously. So he's got to take the best deal, whoever it's from. But, you know, if you remember back, the only time Popovich in his whole NBA career has criticized another team was when Memphis traded Pau Gasol to the Lakers. And he publicly came out against that. And he said, that's wrong to set up a team like the Lakers with another championship. And they should have done it. And it was very uncharacteristic of him. And so, you know, if he trades Kawhi over there, I know he's got to do the best for the franchise. But I think he's probably going to look for any other possibility. And Brett Brown is close. You know, used to be one of his top assistants.
Right.
Philly coach, and now is sort of acting GM. And so I can see them trying to work out something with the Sixers or, you know, or Boston. Boston's got, you know, stuff. Kyrie Irving, I think he's got an opt-out next year, and they're unsure about signing. You know, so if you could, you know, Markel Fultz, it doesn't look like Philly needs him, you know, and maybe he comes back. He was a number one overall pick in the draft. So each of those teams have some impressive things they could put in a deal. And why not take a risk? You know, after you see what happened with Paul George, you know, and hey, what if, you know, he helps you get to the finals or win the title? You know, is he going to leave then? So, you know, it's probably worth a shot. And so I think that's what San Antonio is going to try to do. Put him, you know, see if they could trade him there. And they don't have to do it right away. Both those teams are set with players and Jaylen Brown. There's any number of combinations of players and draft picks. Boston's got a lot of good picks. Sacramento's next year. So, that, you know, you can work a deal out that it'll look good for the Spurs. And so I kind of think they're going to try to look away from L.A. for a while. But, you know, Kawhi's been saying, you know, he could – and basically the way he handled this year, you could see he might sit – who knows? Who the heck knows what he'll do? Maybe he sits out another 40 games and just goes to L.A. next summer. So, again, the NBA, it's, you know, it's never ending.
That is true. And we're barely 24 hours into this legal tampering period. They can't actually sign on the dotted line yet. You can find Sam on Twitter at Sam Smith Hoops. He's author of multiple books. He covers the Bulls. You can find him on NBA.com. Sam, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks.
There's a lot of reaction for sure. But what is your thought? Or thoughts, there might be more than one, on LeBron in a Lakers uniform. It just looks weird. I've seen it, of course, because of superimpositions with TV and with radio. No, not radio. With TV and with internet and Photoshop and all that jazz. So it's now possible to see what he will look like in a Lakers uniform, but it's jarring, at least in my opinion. 4 years, roughly $154 million, which is about $38.5 million annually. And I mentioned this earlier. Why didn't I write it down? Well, the reason I didn't write down the terms of Paul George's deal is because I had favored it in a tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski. So I'll pass this along to Paul George, 4 years, $137 million. Okay, so about $17 million less over 4 years than LeBron James. But there also are player options built in. So PG can extend after the second anniversary of the deal, and then he could extend on the max with OKC, right? So because of his different time accrued in the NBA, as you heard Sam Smith talk about, and also with this particular team, there's more money that could be offered to him in a couple of years. And so it could be a 7-year, $290 million plus deal.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I got an invitation to watch roller derby in Cleveland over the weekend. I didn't make it to Cleveland. I stuck around the Youngstown area where my mom's side of the family is from. And there were cousins, there were cookouts, there was all kinds of fun stuff that we did. Lots of pool time, lots of sunscreen. Heavens to Betsy. I hope that you are not overheating in this heat wave that is gripping a good portion of the United States. The Northeast, the Midwest, I continue to hear reports about how the heat in Colorado is fanning the flames of what is a wildfire, and it's not even wildfire season yet. I heard from Lisa on Twitter who says it's going to be 114 in Phoenix, you know, the dry heat, so different than the humidity off the Great Lakes or in the Northeast. So it's summertime for sure, and just in time for July 4th. If you don't remember, this is the time last year when we did our most recent official After Hours show photo. Well, we have changed personnel again, and so we're doing another official After Hours show photo on July 4th to celebrate Independence Day. I've only told the guys red, white, and blue. I mean, this is old hat for Isaac. He knows that it's got to be, you've got to be in line for the show photo and no hats. If you choose not to shave or shower, that's up to you, I guess. But no hats, and you must wear red, white, and blue. And so that photo will be part of our hump show, because what else can we manage to cram into hump show? We're going to ask you to vote for our Monday, our Man Crush Monday, hashtag MCM. I forget sometimes, and I call it Monday MVP, but that's during football season. So hashtag MCM. We've given you four candidates in a poll on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And we're asking you to pick one, any of them. We don't really care. Just pick one. That's how Twitter polls go. Or you can write in a name if you feel like there's one that we have forgotten. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Let's go back to our phones here and squeeze in a call before we get to the update at the bottom of the hour. Steve is in Dallas. Steve, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Nice talking to you, Miss Amy. Hey, I'm glad that he went to L.A.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be relevant, really. I'm just glad he didn't go to a place like Philadelphia, because I think he would have just destroyed that young team.
You don't think he'll be relevant in L.A.?
No. He used to be a great player. Now I think he just plays great. I think he plays the game of basketball better than anybody else on the planet. But as far as being a great player, great team player, he is not anymore.
Well, there's a difference between being a great player and being a great team player. He is still an incredible player, Steve.
I said he's the best on the planet.
Okay, but then you're saying that he's not a great player anymore.
Well, he's not a great team player. Basically, it's probably more what I meant.
Okay.
I think because he wants to be player, he wants to be coach, he wants to be general manager, he wants to be player development. You know, I've heard people talk about, well, the team wasn't that good in Cleveland, but it was a team that he put together, he wanted to get together. He picked a coach that he wanted because he basically controlled everything. And I think he would have destroyed a team like that, like Philadelphia, a young, strong team like that. I just don't think that he's that much of a player that he can play with young people learning and developing into the game.
All right. I mean, Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson maybe had a different opinion. They were thrilled to play with him. But you're right. It's a different guy to throw into a mix. Now, we don't know if the Lakers are going to continue with all of their young core, but they certainly have just as many young up-and-comers as Philadelphia does. Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma from last year's draft, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle. I mean, that young core has been growing up a little bit together, too. So it's not all that different from Philadelphia. The difference is that Philly ended up making the playoffs this year and winning those 16 in a row to get the 3 seed. But there's some good young talent there too. Just a matter of who Magic Johnson can keep and will keep and what else he does. Steve, thank you so much for your phone call in Dallas. I appreciate it. So Steve doesn't believe that the Lakers will be relevant even with LeBron, and he doesn't think LeBron will be so relevant. He's one of those guys that no matter what he does, good or bad, indifferent, relevant, irrelevant, competitive, not competitive, people still pay attention. I mean, go back to when he was first selected by Cleveland in the NBA draft, and he was dragging that franchise along with him. There was no way that team was going to win an NBA championship, but he managed to get them to the NBA finals. He just came off a season in which he played all 82 games plus every single game of the playoffs to the point where he would barely sit down. He played some of his best basketball of his career. He averaged a triple-double over the course of a month, and he led the NBA postseason in scoring. Do you know he's the first player ever to be tops in the playoffs in scoring and then change teams? Nerd alert! So what Steve is saying about him not being a great team player anymore, well, part of that maybe he felt like was necessity. Now, I'd agree at times that facilitating is not the strong suit, but he also had a couple of games in which he had double-figure assists in the postseason. So triple-doubles are not just points and rebounds. They're also assists in most cases, and he was doing the best he could to get his team involved. It's just that if he's not scoring and doing the yeoman's amount of the work, then they're not winning. That's just how it had to be.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Did you know LeBron James isn't the only free agent domino to drop in basketball in the last, what, not even 36 hours? He is the biggest name, but not the only name. Paul George didn't even take an LA meeting. What? He makes an announcement at a huge lake bash thrown by Russell Westbrook, his BFF, on Saturday night in Oklahoma City. And once they got past, it would have been 11:01 p.m. Central Time, he was able to take the microphone and tell the hundreds of adoring fans that he would, in fact, be staying in OKC. And he has signed not quite a max deal, but a rich deal, and will be eligible for a max deal and a lot more money coming up in a couple of years. This was the Thunder, who were the number 4 seed last year in the West. Also, Aaron Gordon, he remains in Orlando with a rich deal. And I know we love it when guys remain where they are, especially when it's a franchise for which they got drafted and have played their entire career. It's just not reality in any professional sport, including basketball. And we'll talk about another star who's departing his franchise, the one who drafted him number one overall, the only team he's known in his professional career to go home again, kind of the opposite of LeBron James. So it happens all the time everywhere. Of course, we do like it when guys maybe potentially stay with one team their entire careers. It just is not, it couldn't be more than a handful now, a very minute percentage of professional athletes. But as I was saying, the Magic are re-signing their restricted free agent forward, Aaron Gordon. So 4 years, $84 million for him. He's coming off a season in which he averaged career highs in points, in rebounds, and assists. And so good for him. They wanted to make sure the Magic did that Gordon didn't escape and go somewhere else. And his deal is rare because it's got no options and no opt-outs. He's just in for 4 years, guaranteed $84 million.
Nerd-y-ler.
That's right. That, talk about rare. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. With a quick way that you can save money, switch to Geico. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. So you're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. While you're there, please vote in our Man Crush Monday poll, hashtag MCM. We also have a spot on our Facebook page where you're making me laugh with your LeBron James responses. I can't help it. Some of you are so melodramatic. Even when you're trying not to be, it's not going to affect my life. I mean, seriously, what free agent signing in any sport affects your life that much? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've become cold and hard and calloused after 20 years almost of doing this job. Dan says on Twitter, hey, Amy, I just want to thank LBJ for all he's done and wish him well in L.A. That's all. Dan from Medina, Ohio. Good for you, Dan.
Flat out disgusting lie.
No, it's not. James is in D.C. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. The greatest sports show in America.
Boom!
I'm very, excited. I'm always excited if he'd have stayed in Cleveland. He's an exciting player because I love basketball. And I think that Cleveland just missed the playoffs next year. Now, that's just my personal belief. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I think Milwaukee have that spot.
And well, Milwaukee had the spot this year, though.
Yeah, and I also know, I don't know, but I also believe that it won't be another Cleveland Golden State Finals. I think it'll be maybe Boston out the East. And I'm very excited, and I'm not surprised that he went to L.A. because he's a competitor, Amy. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's given 100% every game. And it seemed like his teammates, the guys around him, just not doing it anymore, And one other thing that I want to say is there are players that will say, no, we don't want him here because they're competitors and they have their own personal goals. And some players in any sports just can't play together. Mm-hmm. But I also think LeBron James is a team player because you can't have 13 assists, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 35 points and in the game and not be a team player. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, James, I appreciate that. I don't know about the Cavaliers. They still have time. They can decide now what they want to do because they know about LeBron's decision. And that's the deal. They couldn't do anything until they knew about LeBron James. And now that they know, they can try to figure out what the future looks like in his absence. So I'm going to wait and reserve any kind of judgment there. They said in the past they wanted Kevin Love to stick around. They're not interested in trading him. It's kind of funny. They are now free to use the two free agent pieces, not free agent, I'm sorry, draft young guys that went to the Lakers in the draft that are now with the Cavaliers. And that deal actually that was done at the trade deadline in February cleared the way for LeBron to go to LA because they cleared cap space in that deal. And so the way that it worked out now, Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. are Cavaliers, but their trade And, you know, the Isaiah Thomas going the other way and obviously coming off the books as a free agent now. I mean, that all made it possible for Magic to pursue LeBron with this huge deal of 4 years, $154 million. Joshua says on Twitter, I don't mind so much. I think most people knew it was coming. We had some great years. So I'm assuming he's a Cavs fan. We had some great years and were at the cusp of a dynasty. All good things must end. Here's to the Lakers smashing that Bay Area team. Apparently Joshua does not mention the name of the team that has won three of the last four NBA titles. Here's Jason on Twitter. I love these kind of tweets, especially when it's all stuff I've never said. Everyone talking about LeBron in the playoffs, minimum 8 seed. Why does everyone assume LA will automatically make the playoffs? Why in LA okay with maybe taking 2 years to win? Is KD 2 years away from being a free agent? Most of those are rhetorical questions. As for KD, no. KD is 1 year away from being a free agent because he did a 1+1. I don't know who everyone is. I can't answer for everyone. I think that you're likely to hear a bunch of hot takes and interesting opinions over the next couple of weeks until the dust settles a little bit, until we kind of know what some of the other pieces will be that drop in this free agency. I think it's a little bit too early to start deciding who's going to make the playoffs when right now the Lakers have barely begun putting together their roster. You know, you don't know what the other teams in the West are going to look like. What if the Spurs do trade Kawhi? Well, that changes things for them. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. So, dear Lord, can we maybe get 3 months removed from the NBA Finals before we start talking about next year's postseason picture? La, 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 la. Let's see. On Facebook here, there's a lot of you who are weighing in. Shane says, to be the man, you have to beat the man. He couldn't do it in Cleveland. Why does he think L.A. will be easier? I'm reading between the lines because there are a lot of words missing in that Facebook message. I don't know who the man is. Maybe he's referring to the Warriors. I don't believe that LeBron is taking the Los Angeles route because he thinks it'll be easier. Who said that? Until we hear from LeBron specifically, why does he think LA is easier? I mean, Shane, I don't know where you got that idea. No, you're in the Western Conference. It's actually harder, but that's not a factor in his decision. What makes you think a guy takes a job that he thinks he'll be easier? Some people like
basketball IQ.
Some people like challenges. I have taken jobs before because I needed a new challenge and because I was looking forward to a new opportunity and a fresh chance to kind of leave my mark. And here's LeBron James, who's already got his eye on life after basketball, too. He's been steadily moving his personal and professional interest to L.A. So this move is not just about what's the easiest way for me to win another title. Let's see. Lamar is in Cleveland. Lamar, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
And I just wanted to speak on LeBron James and stuff. Just let him know, like, he's made a good decision on business-wise.
Well, good.
Because you got to look at it for his family and stuff. And out there in L.A., it's just showtime. And he got Magic front office that's really going to bring, like, so much to his name and to his company, basically. And I feel like it's a good marketing move for LeBron. You know, he gave so much for this city. I am from Cleveland, born and raised, and he made a lot of history here. And we just got to take our hats off and just say thank you. You know, we lost our king. Now we just got to look for a hero. And hopefully the years go by, we'll be, playoff contenders.
I would agree with all of that, Lamar. Thank you for your so logical and mature attitude. I appreciate listening, Cleveland, and weighing in. Yeah, I mean, think about where the Cavaliers would have been the last 4 years if LeBron had decided to stay in Miami and not returned back to Northeast Ohio. Would they have been in four consecutive NBA finals? Hell no. Would they have won a championship in 2016? Absolutely not. They wouldn't even have Kevin Love. They might not have, they might still have Kyrie Irving. Maybe they'd still have Andrew Wiggins. I mean, you know, we're talking about a completely different picture, a completely different roster, and not four consecutive trips to the Promised Land and one epic title in 2016 when they historically came back from 3-1 down against the Warriors. Be happy for what happened while he was there, even as you lament his leaving. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.